Hi, I'm Ben Lauer, and I work on the Connect for Windows team here at Microsoft. Here on my left today is Josh Blake. He's a Connect for Windows MVP, and he's also the technical director of the Advanced Technology Group at Infostrat. It's a mouthful, I know. Infostrat and Josh, they've recently released a suite of applications in partnership with the Kaplan Early Learning Company. And Josh, I want to hear some more about this application, the Patterns app that you guys released.
So Kaplan came to us, and they wanted us to design an application for kindergartners and preschoolers that help them learn patterns. And this is something that they learn now with worksheets and objects. It's like AAB, A blank B, AAB, and they have to fill in the blank.
That's the old Konami Contra code, right? ABBA on Nintendo?
It gives them infinite lives, too. But we decided to make a Connect application that teaches the kids patterns in a fun and engaging way that keeps them wanting to come back and do the activity over and over again.
I mean, I can imagine. I mean, if I was a kid, I remember back then, if I was doing something on a worksheet versus getting out, doing something where I was moving, that'd be way more fun.
Definitely. And it's fun for the kids. It's also fun for all the adults that have tested it, too.
Cool. I'd love to see it.
Let's take a look.
All right.
Reach for the stars to strike the pose. Great.
So everything in this application is synced to the music, and we have stars shooting out of the hands.
Nice work.
And we have these larger stars and the audio prompts guiding the kids to extend the arms into where we can capture these poses.
Great.
We're going to use these poses in the pattern matching activity.
Excellent.
And it's going to be immersive, and we can see the kids using the application and seeing themselves. So now we have the first pattern, and there's several ways that they learn which thing they're supposed to do. They can look at the colors, and when they actually make a pose, it changes the color. When they make the right one, then they get the music and the stars and the audio prompts, and moves on to the next pattern. And everything in the application is designed to be very helpful and positive and like a dance party. If they have trouble getting the right pattern, then after a period of time, the stars will appear and it'll give the prompt again.
Reach for the stars to complete the pattern. Good job.
So this will repeat about six different patterns, and then it'll go back to the image capture task that we saw at the beginning. And that's a natural break for another student to come in and take turns.
Well, Josh, that looks like a ton of fun.
It is fun.
So tell me, how did you guys actually do the patterns and the pose detection?
We actually started out by using the Connect SDK skeleton tracking and the depth image for doing the pose recognition. And we used pose recognition to figure out whether doing the right pattern, whether they've solved the pattern. And as a part of our design process, we made an early mock-up and tested it with kids. It wasn't enough to just test with ourselves, because we're not the end users for the activity. So we tested it with kids in the target age and found out that in the original design, we were saying, strike a pose, and giving a 3, 2, 1, and a flash, kind of like a photo shoot.
So and strike a pose, they're going to do the Madonna, like, Vogue,
exactly,
probably, right? And
that's exactly what they were doing. They were striking poses like it was fashion, and their arms were close into the body. And that worked okay with the 6 and 7 year olds, but we found with the 3, 4, 5 year olds, with the smaller area, it was really hard for our pose detection to work reliably. So we had to figure out where does it work reliably, and that is when the arms are extended outwards. So we changed our pose detection to use the arm angles, whether the arms are out, up or down, each one independently. And that worked really well. But then we had a new design problem. We had to figure out, well, we can't ask the kids to stick their arms out like that. We need to make it fun and engaging. So then we rethought the whole rest of the experience and created kind of a dance party feel where they're immersed into this world with stars and music and dancing. And the larger stars come out, and they have to reach for them. You have the aspirational message, reach for the stars. And that turned out to work really well with the kids and gave us the pose captures that we needed to do the pattern recognition.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I can see how it's more fun, too. If you're dancing and kind of being crazy, it's more fun to be big with those motions, right, and kind of really be moving a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It gets them a little bit more active, and everyone has a better experience.
That's great. So any... You mentioned the depth and the skeletal tracking from the Kinect for Windows SDK. Were there any other parts of the SDK or the sensor that you guys used?
Well, we also used the color stream and the player masks to do background removal. And that let us get the image of just the kids and put it on the screen and immerse them into this world. And the kids get excited when they see just like a full color, you know, full frame image of themselves on the screen, and they get even more excited when they're immersed into this world.
So, Josh, it sounds really great. I guess just to wrap up, anything else you wanted to mention about the Patterns app?
Well, the kids love this application because it's immersive and it's fun and they get to dance. And the teachers love the application because it teaches the kids a core skill that they need to learn and gets them excited about the learning process.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming today and sharing that with us. I think it looks like a ton of fun, and I can't wait to see what teachers and their students think about it.
Thanks for having me.